Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Fuck are they, dude? I need my talking Schmidt, man.
Hey guys, what is good? The big news is I am coming back. Keeping it on Tuesday.
Oh mama.
First Tuesday of February will be episode 101, and I'm looking forward to it. I already got a bunch of guests.
I'm loving it all.
In line. Some have already been recorded. I'm trying to do more before, so I'm not doing them all on the fly. But yeah, Talking Schmidt back for season 3.
That is so great.
While you wait, I got a little story for you I want to tell you.
You just influenced somebody.
Yeah, so I just, I've been dealing with chronic back pain, shoulders, neck, the typical stuff, I guess. But doctors have said I got arthritis. Doctors have said I got a partial torn ligament. Doctors have said you might want surgery. There's been a lot of different views, and I've gone to chiropractors, acupuncturists, I've done a lot of different things. I'm physical therapy, working on all kinds of different angles to try to improve that. Anyhow, so Cheryl comes home one day, and she's been seeing an osteoporosis, and, it's helped her, and she says, hey, I think you should give a try to my guy. His name is Dr. Gil Martin. So, long story longer is we set it all up. And today was the big day for the first appointment, right? Cheryl, where is it? She says it's up on Divisadero and Geary. Okay, cool. I get on with my day, I'm working, and I get out of the shower after doing a little exercise, and it's about 3:30, and I got a text message from Cheryl, who was out doing her thing, and it says, good luck with your appointment today. I had forgotten about the appointment. So I'm like, fuck! I get the fucking, phone out, try to call them. It's not dialing for some reason. I don't know if it's my phone, their phone, whatever. And so I just run down into the car, drive across town. I'm texting with Cheryl trying to find out like anything I can find out. I don't know anything really. So I look up Dr. Gil Martin on the internet and, it all pops up. I hit directions. I get the map telling me how to get there. It says 1701 Divisadero. I go. I find parking pretty easily. I'm about 10 minutes late to the appointment. About 5 minutes late. I'm ready. I'm here. I go into 1701. I go through this whole protocol for the COVID. All these questions, I'm kind of like, hurry up. No, let's go. And then finally switch masks, like you got to put our mask on. Okay, I'll do whatever you want, but just I need to get to my doctor. I'm running late. He's like, who's your doctor? What floor? I'm like, I don't know what floor. It's Dr. Gil Martin. There's no Dr. Gil Martin in this building, sir. No, it is. It's 1701. It says right here on the website. Here it is. He's like, yeah. No, he's not here. What kind of doctor is he? Are you here? Is it a neurologist? All these questions. I'm like, dude, he's helping my back. I don't know what kind of doctor he is. Okay. He's like, oh, well, maybe he's at physical therapy. That's a block down. Okay, so I run down, I go in there, same story. I got to go through the whole process again. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And then they're like, oh, wait a minute. There's no Dr. Gil Martin here. I'm like, this is insane. Meanwhile, I'm calling Cheryl. Her phone's ringing. It's not picking up. I'm texting her like, do you have an address? I'm having a hard time. I can't find this guy. So then I don't know if anyone's familiar, but UCSF has all these medical buildings all the way down Divisadero for probably about 6 blocks. So I just start going in each one, heading back towards Geary, because Cheryl had said it's on the corner of Geary and Divis. And I go into each one, no Dr. Gilmartin. Then I pull out my phone and I look at the website again and I'm like, oh shit. Gilmartin is his first name. Oh, his name is Gilmartin Matthew. So I'm like, oh, what an idiot I am. I'm kind of laughing. I run back to 1701, the address that it says. I'm like, sorry, his first name's Gilmartin. His last name's Matthew. The guy's like, yeah, no, there's nobody by that name here. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? So then I retrace my steps going into all the ones I previously went into and say, sorry, it's actually Dr. Gilmartin Matthew. Nope, nope, nope. Finally, I think it's about 4 o'clock, maybe 4:05. The appointment was for 3:45. And I get a text message from the office saying, hey, Dr. Gilmartin is asking for you. Are you on your way? And I'm like, I'm outside somewhere, but I don't know the address. What's the address? And I'm texting Cheryl at the same time and going into each one. Finally, they're like, it is blah, 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 Post Street, right? So I go, okay, I'll be right there. I run in there. I go up. The dude opens the door. Hey, how's it going? Sorry I'm late, but you know, your address is wrong. He opens up the website and he's like, I've never worked at 1701 Divisadero. I have no idea why it's like that. I was like, well, yeah, so sorry. I'm a punctual person and usually I'm not late, but yes. Anyway, we go through the whole process, right? And it was actually a great experience. I think I'm going to go back. And on the way out, the janitor lets me out the back door because the front door is locked. I'm the last patient. I'm the last patient in the whole building. They're closing down. Guess where I come out? The back door, out onto the street, right on the corner of Geary and Divisadero. I love you, Cheryl, and I'm so sorry to be this guy, but I thought I'd share this with the world because it felt like a Curb Your Enthusiasm moment. Tune in first Tuesday of February. I'm going to have my old buddy, the Crayon Man, to kick it off. Big love. Stay safe out there. Miss y'all. Peace.
Good evening, Grin.
You've got mail.
Dude, I got to tell somebody. I'm in my garage. I just have this thought. I'm all, you know, you're really good at the no comply pivot backside, right? I'm all, why can't you dick spin and do it? Within 10 tries, I pull it perfect. I just did a backside gazelle no comply, perfect as fuck. 10th try out of my app.
Hasta la vista, baby.